This is GQDN for Monday, June 23rd, 2025. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/GQ25. By SwiftEnergy.gg. Go get those delicious, delicious drink mixes. Find the drink called Questworthy. It's right up there on our Patreon. We got a link there. Or not on our Patreon. I'm sorry, it's on our Discord. There is a link there, definitely. Where you can find our Discord, groupquest.com. And there you find a link to our Patreon, patreon.com/groupquest, where you can find all some good videos to go check out. And maybe you could be a part of the show too. Come check us out. And by stackup.org. Excellent, excellent community. Today, we will talk about a game demo, very popular one too. In an opinion, thinks that Nintendo Switch 2 could be problematic, and there's a new game as well. Might have some interest in it. But today we begin with Xbox, because according to TheVerge.com, some games could be added from Steam to the Xbox PC app, and the Xbox Insiders will be able to see some of the Steam and Battle.net games within the Xbox app this week, which will make it a single launcher for most of the installed PC games. Now, the library will roll out on Xbox, on the Xbox app later this year. That will include the new devices, you know, the ROG Xbox Alley, because that will make some efforts to make the Xbox app on Windows to be the home of PC gaming. That's according to The Verge. So that way they can compete with Steam and SteamOS, combining both Windows and Xbox. Now, Manshina Oza, the product manager of the Xbox platform, did do some talking about this, and I believe it's she said, quote, "When a player installs a game from a supported PC storefront, it will automatically appear in my library within the Xbox PC app, as well as most recent list of titles in the sidebar, making it easier than ever to jump back into your games," end quote. Now, if you want to try this out, you can download the Xbox Insider Hub on PC, and you could join in on the PC gaming preview, if you so like. But because of this news, some of the Xbox developers were talking, and the emulator developers were shooting down some rumors, because some people thought that they were in cahoots with Microsoft about bringing some Xbox games to PC. That's what PC Gamer is saying. Now keep in mind of the last story, because PC Gamer got up on the Xenia Discord, and Xenia was talking about some of the emulators that was going to PC. So this is what the contributor Gbobs did say in an announcement, quote, "The Xenia and Xenia Canary, by extension, team is by no means associated with or working alongside Microsoft in any capacity. Microsoft users or uses their own emulation to provide backwards compatibility on Xbox One Series consoles, and such as no reason to collaborate with Xenia, even if they decided to bring these titles to PC. Xenia continues to be a community-run effort that encourages and enforces legal emulation practices both in development and within this server," end quote. Now, there were some rumors that Xenia was in cahoots with Microsoft, and their response was very straightforward. I'm going to leave a word out. Quote, "What AIG ChatGPT stuff have you been reading?" End quote. In fact, they even said that they'd rather be under an NDA where Microsoft would have their own emulator, and why they wouldn't even touch Xenia. And some people wanted to touch this game and got their hands off of it. Okay, shots fired. But PC Games End said that new Civilization VII update is making some huge changes and is adding a sandbox mode. So what's going on here? Well, with this update, you can start a new game, and you could choose every civilization that was unlocked for the age translations when you reach a new age. Now, there could be some more experimentation, but PC Games End did say that would provide some better role playing. So if you wanted to have a more accurate game, they provided the Romans and the Spanish in Mexico. Well, they said that you can do that now. And you could also disable the legacy path, which means you can play the full Civilization 7 as an open-ended sandbox game without any mandated conditions, even score victories. Crises can also be disabled, and there's also new options for customizing the difficulty of the AI opponents. So they provide an example of the deity. If you found it too easy, you can up the challenge. Now there's also some huge maps types, and that would give you some greater play space. Now Firaxis did warn the players that could put a strain on your system. But the large maps would also be up for 10 rivals, which is where you could play with 12 rivals. There are also some 24 new city-state bonuses, 14 new religious beliefs, and some local town specialization and resort towns. Now there will be another update, but for now, 1.2.2 is live. So if you want to play it, go play it. They also said, PC Games and, that there's a new Tower of Fantasy devs for the new GTA-style anime game. And the game is called Neverness to Everness. And PC Games and said that this is an RPG with a GTA-like gameplay. Now it has a 50-50 system, but that won't be included in the limited time character banners. So once you pull an S-class character from the banner, which is the highest rank in the game, you're guaranteed to get the character featured on that banner. And there's also an additional guarantee of getting an S-class character than 90 pulls. Now the weapon banners, PC Games N says that's a bit of a problem in the gacha games. That's why Neverness to Everness will not feature them. Instead, they got up on their live stream and said, quote, via the English subtitles, S-class and most A-class arcs will be obtained directly through various game modes or purchased with special currency. The currency is also abundantly produced through the gameplay, so everyone can easily get it. You can obtain most of high rarity arcs just by playing. So if you want to check it out, well, you can. And now we go to Mario Kart. Mario Kart 64, PC Gamer. They'd say the Mario Kart 64 has a PC port, and that's thanks to the Mad Lads. The Mad Lads. Mm-hmm. Now, Nintendo said that it's not, none of the games will show up on PC. But the Harbor Masters have managed to port Mario Kart 64 to PC. No emulator necessary. They're calling it Spaghetti Kart, and you have to provide your own legally acquired, that's according to PC Gamer, ROM, and it'll run on your desktop. Now there's a couple bugs to it that they note, like you can have a NOG crash, but that was indeed going on. So spaghetti, it's spaghetti? Spaghetti Kart. Okay. And WCCF Tech did say that, Nintendo Switch 2 could be problematic. Problematic. Now, the Digital Foundry was the ones that were talking about this, and they did share a 2-hour-long review of the Nintendo Switch 2, and they were going over every aspect of the system in great detail, and they said that the HDR support is extremely disappointing because the edge-lit LCD barely tops out at 420 SMS DPS and will never deliver anything such as the decent high dynamic range. Motion quality was even more disappointing, according to them, because of blurring the characteristics that easily made the new system's panel worse on the original Switch display. Then they went on to the VRR support, because that could not be improved in the future. And that was due to the game The Welcome Tour did reveal the support for LFC, which is low frame rate compensation, in which it would show the improvement experience hitting frame rates outside of the 40-120Hz VRR window. Do you agree with any of this? Let me know at Joe Brums on Twitter and Blue Sky, or X and Blue Sky, whatever you want to say it. Don't care. But I do care about my PlayStation, somewhat. Going to PlayStationLifestyle.net, a game is going away. It's a PlayStation 4 and 5 action RPG that's shutting down. It is called the Demanchi Battle Chronicle. In fact, the full title is It Wrong to Pick Up Girls in a Dungeon? Battle Chronicle, Denmachi Battle Chronicle. Now the game is free to play, but it will be delisted along with the paid add-ons, be it with the virtual currency. on July 30th. So if you already downloaded the game and spent money on the microtransactions, you will still be able to play it until September 9th or September 29th. And that's when the Danmachi Battle Chronicle will go offline. The developer team, Aiming Incorporated, did write, quote, "Our team has been working tirelessly to improve and refine Dancro, striving to create the best possible gaming experience for our players. However, we reached a point where we believe it's difficult to maintain the level of service that meets our players' expectations. With deep regret, we made the difficult decision to terminate the game's service," end quote. So the game is going away, but this one's not. Oh no. GameSpot.com did say the Blood of the Dawnwalker gameplay demo did show off some new stuff, because apparently this game now will show off some powers, which he has only 30 days and 30 nights to save. Well, it's Cohen is the name of the character, to save his family. Now, within that time, they show some game plan on how he could get some friends. So, if he does that within those 30 days and 30 nights, well, he can do that, because Cohen is not helpless during the day. That's where he can draw up some magic while fighting the enemies. But the vampire abilities cannot be used while the sun is up. But he can do some things like he can walk through the front door of a cathedral uncontested and ask questions inside. But if you wait till nightfall, Cohen can climb the walls and sneak inside just as an elder vampire. Xanthi is conducting some kind of ritual. Now, Bandai Namco will release Blood of the Dawnwalker on Xbox Series X and S, PlayStation 5, and PC next year. But the demo is indeed out. Indeed. This has been a Dawn Forge production 2025. All rights are reserved. We'll see you tomorrow for more gaming news. Until then, go play some games, people.